Breaking news this morning, the capture of the man some call Mexico's Osama bin Laden, one of the most wanted criminals in the world and the top illegal drug dealer in the U.S. Drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo or Shorty, became notorious for his global empire, his ruthless reputation, and his legendary ability to elude police. That is until this weekend.
It was a stunning sight, the most powerful drug lord in the world in handcuffs after more than a decade as a wanted man. Law enforcement's long quest to capture Joaquin Guzman ended at this hotel at 6:40 yesterday morning. Mexican authorities, acting on intelligence from American immigration and drug enforcement agents, arrested him on the fourth floor of this hotel in a resort town 600 miles from Mexico City. Guzman's criminal resume, infamous, thought to be responsible for 25% of drugs entering the U.S., controlling an astounding 80% of illegal drugs on the streets of Chicago. So rich, he made the Forbes magazine billionaires list. So vicious that nearly 80,000 people have died in drug-related violence in Mexico, and that's not including so many more from drug overdoses. El Chapo bribed his way out of prison 13 years ago, escaping in a laundry basket. He always seemed one step ahead of authorities. Just a week ago, he evaded capture with an amazing getaway from police through a network of underground tunnels.
He has a lot of protection around him, both his security guards and people that are willing to protect him, because he has a lot of money and assets to throw around.